What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Let's do some baseball talk. Hour two of three of the Chris and Amy show today. Happy to have you with us. Not so happy. The Cardinals dropped the series to the worst team in the world. The Colorado Rockies, they lost last night, and now we are joined by the host of pre- and post-game coverage, host of the Redbird Rush Hour, happens every weekday at 5 o'clock p.m., and also Sports Open Line, 6 to 8, when Cardinals baseball is not happening. Matt Pauly joins the show. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Ron. Now, do you, as someone who has a soft spot in their heart for the Chicago White Sox, are you does it please you that the whole worst team in the world thing that the White Sox had last year kind of only last 1 year, like they're getting replaced by the Rockies just 1 year later?
So I had this conversation
with me.
Well, not with you, but I've sometimes I fill in on the Chicago baseball show, and a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed a guy who I know, and he is a big time Sox fan, and I go, aren't you kind of pissed that you had this this moment? You know, you're the worst team in the history of the sport, and you can always be that. And it's a novelty. It's a novelty to be that. Doesn't it kind of make you mad that some team has come along the very next season and stolen that from you? And he said, no, I don't want that. But I kind of feel
I do.
Like,
I feel like they're so bad they couldn't even be the worst team for very long.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I would, you know, I'd want to hang on to that forever.
Okay. Good enough. You know, back in the day, I would be a guest on that Chicago baseball show every once in a while.
When
I was in Milwaukee, but I've never been asked on since being in St. Louis.
Really? Because I think they ask me first.
How come the Brewers aren't ever going to lose again?
You know, I'm going to send them your way, Paulie. How about that?
No, you can continue to talk to the good people of Chicago. They probably like you more than they like me.
No, come on. They love you, buddy.
Well, I don't know. Chicago's kind of mean. I think they're probably more Ronji.
They do love rude people.
Yeah.
I don't think I was rude until I moved there.
Abrasive.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oppositional.
That's right. I did
antagonistic.
Not.
Antagonistic.
Correct. I wasn't rude until I moved there. I was a really nice person for a long time. Oh, yeah.
One of the weirdest things when it came to Cubs fans that I've ever seen was, and I don't know if like there's, when if you go to Wrigley, Cubs fans tend to be like nice people at Wrigley.
Yeah.
But the Cubs fans that would go to games in Milwaukee were the worst people in the history of mankind. I mean, there would be fights. It got to, there's more Cubs fans than Brewers fans at those games, because all the Brewers fans sell their tickets because they don't want to be around it. It is this incredibly toxic atmosphere.
It's
and
so
I
funny.
Don't get it, because the Cubs fans that show up to Wrigley are not the same people who show up to Milwaukee.
You know what Cubs fans call Miller Park or whatever it is, American Family Field now?
Wrigley North?
Yeah, they call it Wrigley North.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because they're right.
Because they show up. And it's like 90 minutes from Chicago, so it's not.
Do you know what I would do? I don't know why I haven't done this, probably because it's a terrible idea. But like the Cardinals, they just played the Rockies. They're playing the Yankees now, right? But let's say they're playing the Cubs or the Brewers. You could do it with the Yankees. You and your buddy dress up in Yankees gear, and then just act like an absolute jerk. Get kicked out of the stadium. Let people think that some horrible Brewers fans or Yankees fans went to Busch Stadium and harassed the fine Cardinals fans. And you could really besmirch the fandom of other teams. I don't know why we don't do that.
Kind of.
It's got to be loud enough that video ends up on social media.
And I'd listen, because here's the thing. I would never put like a Jesus fish on my car because people do that. And then you drive poorly or you make a move and they're like, oh, that's why I don't like Christians. I would rather have like a feel the burn Bernie Sanders bumper sticker and then drive however I want. Mm-hmm. Because it's only besmirching Bernie, you know? You could drive like a total jerk. Why would you ever put something you liked on your bumper?
But then, so is it going to cause you to be a lesser person? Because you're like, oh, I'm gonna let this person in front of me. Oh, wait, I can't because I'm representing a person I don't like right now.
Well,
no, I don't think so. No. Because I think it's mainly that when you inevitably make a bad move, I did yesterday. I made a bad move. I slammed on the brakes and turned hard right. It was a bad move.
Well,
I deserved to be like just hit by the car behind me. You know, I feel like when you do something like that, having the Bernie sticker, the Biden sticker, whatever you want to do, whatever suits your mood, that would be a good move. And I would never encourage people to dress up as Yankee fans and act poorly. I'm just saying it's an idea.
Paulie,
but I would never do it.
Paulie, let me ask you this. Where are there any Brewers fans? I know one. I know, and I lived in a city for 15 years where there are a lot of people from Wisconsin who move because it's right there, you know. And I know one Brewers fan. Mm. Are there any others?
Yeah.
Is there another Brewers fan besides Andy?
Name him. What's his name?
Yes, there are beyond. They're selling out just about every game here recently. But the fan base compared to other fan bases is not as large, but they are. They're showing out right now.
The Minnesota Twins.
They have a good fan base.
They have more fans.
I know more Twins fans than
too.
I know
That's
Brewers fans.
That's what made
fans.
Me think of it is I know a bunch of random Twins fans. I don't know any Brewers fans. Is it because
they don't leave the state of Wisconsin, I guess.
I think it's because I don't like, maybe they have a stupid logo, their outfits. Not a fan of them.
Which one?
All of them. The only worst team is San Diego, has terrible uniforms.
No, those brown and yellows are great.
Oh, you're joking, right?
Yeah, no. I like them. It reminds me of the 80s. I like it.
My mom will it's see nostalgic. Those and she'll go, oh, I could never play baseball in that.
You realize, Amy, the not to make this like about the Brewers, but you realize that glove logo?
Yeah.
If you look at it, it's got the M
yeah,
and the
an
B
M.
inside of it.
I know. I think it's so dumb. I just, okay. I don't get the glove logo.
Hell?
It looks like the fist bumping emoji.
She's out of her mind. Do we want to talk about the Cardinals or what?
We can.
I mean, what the hell?
I'm trying to bring some levity to this conversation.
So they blew it in the ninth.
That was not great.
Yes, the last, it was bad yesterday.
Come on.
So,
Matt, they could have lost all three games. They very easily could have lost that first game against the Rockies.
When you see Kevin Wheeler today, talk to him about his experience after the game yesterday, because we had a thing where I did post-game at Busch Stadium, and then I had to get from Busch Stadium to the radio station so I could host Sports Open Line. So Kevin was solo for about 25 minutes with a whole bunch of angry Cardinal fans. And he texted me afterwards, like, how do you do this every day? Kevin got into like 92 fights yesterday.
Kevin loves a good Twitter fight.
He loves it. He lives for conflict, this guy. He loves conflict. So it was a love-hate thing, but I mean, he is not going to de-escalate the situation.
Oh, no, Kevin? No. Kevin would be the worst cop. Just the absolute worst cop. Day one on the job, he would kill somebody.
Oh my gosh,
he
would.
There's no
that.
Question about it.
At any rate, did you know, was it cathartic for the fans to get in a fight with Kevin?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Nothing was gained from it?
No. There was
John
not a lot
Zalok's
of fruit
calling
to bear
in,
yesterday.
Like, stop talking. Stop. Somebody play the elevator music. KMOX will be right back.
It was, I mean, they lost a series to the, it was well deserved. I'm not saying the fans reacted in a poor manner. I understand the frustration. You get within three games of a playoff. And amazingly, they've only lost one more game. I think they're four back because the Mets lost to the Braves last
right.
night. Yeah. So you're not even like more buried. It's one game. It's not a huge thing. Like the door that we talked about being open 48 hours ago, it is still open. You're just a half step further away from it because you're four back instead of three back. But to win a series against the Dodgers and to win a series against mm-hmm. the Cubs, and for all of a sudden people like me to start talking about, hey, you know, they're only three back of a playoff spot, and then you go lose a series to the Rockies, and the one game that you win, you had to come back in somewhat miraculous fashion, and you had a lead yesterday, and you can't hold on to it. Like, it's just, it's not good.
There have been only four times that the Rockies have won back-to-back games, like four stretches where they've won at least two in a row. Mm-hmm. And they've done it against the Pirates, the Nationals, and twice against the Cardinals.
Have they swept anybody yet?
They did have four-game win streak. It was the Nationals. They swept a four-game series against... No, I take that back. They won the final game against the Braves in a series, and then they won the first three against the Nationals, and it was a four-game series.
Okay, wow.
So they have not swept anybody this year.
Because of the four-game.
They have, like, two shutouts in their last 72 years, and they're both against the Cardinals.
Right, I said we're both teams that got shut out.
Nope, I take it back. I lied. They swept Miami.
Okay.
Miami also stinks.
The Cardinals almost got swept this series.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a Brendan Donovan, you know, pinch hit moment, really cool moment for them not to be.
Mm. Well... So tonight,
it's not
because
over. It's not over. There's still hope.
Yeah, I mean, four games back. Look, I don't think anybody's expecting it. This is one of those final six or so weeks of the season. I guess we enjoy it, see what happens. You never know. Maybe something out of the ordinary takes place.
Is this the speech that you gave in that wedding when that couple got married?
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe
it
lasts.
It's his third marriage.
Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Who's to say?
Who's to say? I mean, you're 0-2. Hopefully,
but they actually went through with the marriage because you were a little worried about that, right?
That's right, because I've been asked several times to marry people. And
Matt, he came back this weekend and said that he gave the eulogy at the wedding.
I was like, yeah, I gave the eulogy. I mean, the ceremony.
The ceremony. It's not a eulogy. Might be.
Hmm. And it was in Sheboygan, right?
Yeah.
It was in Sheboygan.
Did you know you can go surfing in Sheboygan?
Well, so there was some kind of boat race surfing thing that was supposed to happen in Sheboygan when I was there, and then it got canceled because of a storm that came through and flooded.
Yeah, like it was that storm that flooded
Miller Park or American Family Field.
That was scary stuff.
Yeah.
And like the park that we took our daughter to, it was completely underwater from when I lived there. Like, we just saw all the photos and everything, and so many locations that we were so familiar with, and to see it underwater, that was crazy.
All right, what's on Sports Open Line tonight? You got the Redbird Rush Hour, 5 o'clock, Sports Open Line at 6, or is there something that I wasn't told about ahead of time?
There's something you weren't told about
ahead of time. I was told, Matt, I know what it is.
Okay.
What is it?
Soccer Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We're going to be over at Hot Shots in Wentzville.
Why didn't...
So, come on.
Nobody tells me anything.
They told me first.
All right, where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the Hot Shots in Wentzville, and it's going to be myself and Jen Cease, and city defender Jay Reed is going to be there.
Oh,
so
cool.
How it's going to work is Jay is going to join us for a segment or two, and then he's going to leave us, and he's going to go sign autographs and take pictures and do all that sort of stuff. And so we'll do that for the first hour, and then the second hour I'll still be there, but it'll be kind of normal. So it's like three different shows tonight. It's Redbird Rush Hour at 5, it's City Showcase at 6, and it's Sports Open Line at 7.
Buddy, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So tomorrow, Cardinals will take on the New York Yankees, who will be in town. They're going to be at Busch Stadium. off night tonight, as he mentioned. The soccer showcase happens in Wentzville at the Hot Shots there. Matt Pauly will be there, Gen C, so going out there from 6 until 8. It'll be a really cool time. Text messages, 314-436-7900. Remember how Pensacola Jones texted in earlier?
Yeah.
So here is Pensacola Jones getting back to us, and he says, Pensacola Jones is my stage name. The PJ story, I was in a heated on-air trivia contest on Y98 years ago with Guy Phillips. The winning question came to me, and the question was, also the name of a Florida city, this former STL Ram was inducted today into the Football Hall of Fame. Of course it was Orlando Pace, but I choked under the pressure and said Pensacola Jones. Is that real?
That's so...
That has to be... Please, God, tell me that is real. Please tell me that is real.
That is so good.
What? Pensacola Jones, what?
Wait, what did they say? We want to hear the response.
That's awesome.
That's so good.
Should have listened to Y98 more.
Pensacola Jones.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. This is KMOX. I can't get over the fact that there's somebody out there who could not think of Orlando Pace's name and said Pensacola Jones in a trivia contest. So
set the table, because we had a texter who texted in Pensacola Jones, and I said...
They said their name was Pensacola
Jones.
That's an incredible They texted about something completely different. I don't even remember now.
Pensacola Jones is objectively a great name.
It's great. It's awesome. And then that person texted back and said that there was a trivia contest on Y98. And the winning question was, it's the name of a Florida city and also a former Ram. And he says, of course, it was Orlando Pace. But I froze and said Pensacola Jones. And so Pensacola Jones did call in during the break and said this is 100% real and it did happen.
I love it so much. I love that that happened.
It's so, he also texts in and says 100% real. The morning show loved it. I did go on to win Beyonce tickets because the other guy missed his question too. I still have the radio clip if y'all want to listen sometime. I think we do.
We do. Can you please email it to us?
Yeah, find a way to call back into Frank or text in so we can figure it out.
Because
I
want
to hear it. Text messages.
And I think we have the rights because
Y98
is our sister station.
So 314-436-7900. This is also off topic. This is from Vito, who texts in and says, most of us listeners are well aware of Amy's public restroom rules / warnings. Well, yesterday at Lambert, I had an experience that would have about killed her.
Oh, no.
I go into a stall, and just after I sat down, the automatic thing flushed underneath me. Ah! You know what that means? You get the splashback.
I hate the splashback. You know what? There are trigger happy flushers.
Yes, there are.
And I can think of a couple of them the area.
The ones that really irritate me are when you just put the seat cover down and you undo your stuff, you're getting ready to sit down and it flushes and sucks the seat thing
it sucks
with it.
That's the thing. Or
it's the worst.
The hand dryers are a little too close to the stalls, and you lay the toilet paper down, because maybe there's not a seat cover, all over the seat, and it goes, woo, and it blows all the toilet paper off the toilet seat.
I don't have that
It's happened
one.
A lot. That's, yeah. Oh, the automatic flusher. There's a stall. I love Forest Park. It's my favorite place in the whole world. But there's one stall that has a quick trigger finger with the flusher, and you're just sitting there, and it's just flush, flush. Flush like 7 or 8 times. And it makes you sound like you have a problem.
Robert is watching on YouTube and he says, my wife was playing a game with a group and the question was, which president had wooden teeth? She yelled, Abe Lincoln. And her nickname Homeschool was born. Her homeschooling was not Amy's experience. So his wife's teachers were not very bright.
I was doing a homeschool game. Now, granted, the kids were really young, like 4, 5, and 6 years old.
Yeah.
And we were trying to name all the presidents in order, which is like, I mean, a tall task for like a 4, 5, 6 year old. And we're like, George Washington. And one of the kids said John Adams. And we're like, who was the third president? And the 5 year old stood up and was like, Bob Evans.
Bob Evans? The sausage guy?
He was so confident it was Bob Evans was the third president.
Randy and Ledoux is calling into the Chris and Amy show. Randy's with us now. How's it going, Randy? Hello, Randy.
Randall?
Hello, Randy. Are you there? Please, Randy.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Randall.
What's up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I was at the Cardinal game yesterday, and there's probably 8,000 or 9,000 people there. And in the top of the eighth, when the guy hit the two-run home run, about 5 minutes after that, the guy selling peanuts and popcorn went down the aisle and just started throwing free popcorn and peanuts to everybody. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Really?
Well,
yeah, I think they're worried about their fan base.
Well, but I think the vendors, the way
they lose money?
Yeah,
because
I think
you have to report back.
Well, that's what I think happens. And if you're a beer vendor or any kind of vendor up and down the aisles at the ballpark, let us know. But I think you have to go to the station and buy it.
Yeah.
And then you take whatever you, like if it's beer or the peanuts or whatever, then you go and sell it and make your money back. I think that's how that works.
Okay, it's either that or you just get paid kind of like a commission. You know what I mean? Like you go back and say, this is how much I sold. But I don't know. I think you might be right. I'm not sure.
Because I think that's how they keep better track of their sales, right? So you're not giving away free stuff.
I would love to hear. And we know their listeners, 314-436-7900.
Harambe has texted in, hello, and we better acknowledge before he cries.
Yeah.
He says, Pensacola Jones, almost as good as being called Harambe just for texting one word into a radio station for a contest. Yes, you're right. But we're glad you're Harambe now.
We were halfway through the show with Michael Kelly last Friday when Michael's like, so this Harambe guy, he's not like pretending to be the gorilla. Oh, yeah, I forgot context for Harambe.
As we go to break, this text says the seat cover, they're talking about the seat cover on the toilet, the one that you have in a public restroom. The seat cover is legally called the ass gasket. I don't believe that's true.
I don't think it's true.
But we should start.
Or it should be called the gasket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
It's time, just after 10:30 on a Thursday, we visit with Major Garrett, who is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. The show is called The Takeout. You can watch or listen to The Takeout, and you should. It's always good. We've got our guy, Major Garrett, with us on this Thursday. How you doing, Major?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I think we're killing it over here. Real quick, before we have two questions for you. We know one of them is not going to be a Led Zeppelin song, but worst song in history.
You Light Up My Life.
Wow, that was quick.
How long have you known, Major? Because that one was ready to go.
Since the moment I heard it.
Debbie Boone?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. And also, what is the thing...
Major Garrett hates Debbie Boone.
And what, Major, is the thing... a very simple, innocuous thing that if you do in the morning or fail to do, forget to do, that it just ruins your day.
Give him your
example.
So
mine is I left my watch at home and I feel naked. So what's yours?
Major thinks you're hilarious.
I would say that you probably have an oversized attachment psychically to your wristwatch?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, if you feel naked.
This isn't about me. We're talking about you now.
It's a new podcast, Minor Inconveniences with Major Garrett.
Let's see. Basically, the question is, if you forget to do this, it just knocks your day off stride.
Yeah,
right?
Basically.
Yeah.
God. Well, so, I mean, I would say if I didn't have a cup of coffee, but that never happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that
yeah.
never happens. I can go without my wristwatch. I don't forget it that often, but I could be without it.
You're just unflappable.
I mean, I certainly couldn't. And there are other fundamentals that they can't exist if I don't do. Like, if I don't put my contact lenses in, I can't see, which I can't leave the house. I can't function. You know?
Yeah.
There's nothing I need to watch or nothing I need to... I'm trying to think. If there's what is it that might set my day off wrong?
I know, Major. What if you do, let's say, not your normal CBS, but you do... For whatever reason, you're on a different... platform and it's bad lighting.
Oh yeah, I mean sure, that would throw things off. But look, lighting doesn't help me much because there's only so much to work with in the first place. You know, I mean there's only so much. And
that's not true.
Every makeup artist, like you know, we're just going to slap you around because you're kind of a lost cause. Just roll out there, you know.
Here's the ogre for CBS News.
The Chief Washington ogre.
No, for example, like I have sort of redundancies in my life. So let's say, which happens on occasion, I forget to shave with my razor in the morning.
Yeah.
I come in, I'm like, oh, I forgot to shave. I've got an electric razor at my desk. It's okay. I can fix it that way, you know? So it's easily correctable. I guess... I have so structured my life that mm-hmm. there are ways to correct things that I might forget that rebalance things. So I don't have a good answer for it.
Just unflappable.
Yes.
So you made me think of two others while you were talking. One of them is if it's time to cut my nails and I know it and it's and I forget that I'm bothered by it all day.
Time?
Or if I'm trimming my face and if I miss a spot and there are a couple of longer hairs.
Yeah.
Then I just all day, it's all I think about.
I feel like it's starting to become apparent why he is the CBS News Chief Washington correspondent, and we're just here.
That's right. We're bothered by the smallest stuff. This guy's dealing with Washington.
I know.
What do you mean? All right.
We're not going to waste your time anymore, Major. I know.
This is the highlight of his day. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He has to go talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene next.
I'm still sort of stuck on the idea that you have kind of an egg timer for when you should trim your nails.
Well, you just look down. No, you look down
point.
And you go, oh, man, I need to trim these bad boys. And then you forget.
Yeah, but you can let that go for another hour or two. There's nothing. There's no bell that has to go off.
That's a great point.
But I can't. But once I know I've forgotten to do it, that's all I think about.
So, the
neuroticism
word obsessive is beginning to get into this. Matrix
yes.
here. A little
yes,
bit,
Major. I'm aware. I have problems. Okay. I know. I don't need you to tell
There's
me.
There's a takeout podcast for you. Okay. Well,
okay,
lest
yes.
we waste any more of this gentleman's time, Major, could you paint the picture for us in Washington as far as the National Guard, where they are, what they're doing? How has that rollout been?
So this is one of the great disconnects between headlines you see on your phone or you may see on your local news, and the reality is lived by people who are right close to it. So the National Guard, they're on the National Mall. They're kind of taking pictures with tourists. There are a few vehicles around. There is nothing that feels pronounced or it's demonstrative. You can see it, but nobody's really... influenced or affected by it. There are more federal law enforcement cruisers moving around town. There's a very slight uptick in arrests. The FBI director and the president and the White House want to make as much social media drama around the number of arrests, but they're in line with what the Metropolitan Police Department does here in D.C. night after night. What's actually happening is far less important than the structure with inside it's happened. Okay, and the structure is the president is taking over a local police department. There are authorities under home rule, which is something that Congress passed in the early 70s, identifying the relationship between the federal government and the District of Columbia, since it's not a state, it's a federal district. The president can do this for 30 days. He said yesterday, when announcing the Kennedy Center honorees, he may extend it. He may declare a national emergency. A national emergency based on what? I lived here in the early 90s, and trust me, crime here was so much higher, so much more dramatically higher than it is now. Every urban area in America, St. Louis is no different. Chicago has crime and crime issues. In the District of Columbia right now, there are two carjackings, which are way down from where they were in 2023, but they're still a problem, and summertime hoodlum-like teenagers who either attempt to or mug people. Both issues are being dealt with by the Metropolitan Police. The federal government said to the mayor, hey, how about we put together a task force to help you with those two things? The mayor would say, fantastic, that'd be great. But that's not what this is about. It feels largely performative, but it is also a dress rehearsal to say, I'm going to declare the crime to be whatever I declare it to be, federalize this or that because I want to, and I'm going to place the federal government in your city because I say so. That's what this all feels like it's preparation for. And Tom Holman, the president's border czar, was asked about any sort of limits on the president's power to do this. He said the president's power is absolute. Well, I don't think so. That's not the way our Constitution is structured. That's not the way our laws are structured. But when you hear people at the White House talk about the application of these powers as basically endless and absolute, the structure begins to unnerve not just me, but a lot of people who live here.
Major, I'm not trying to make a point with this question. I'm just genuinely asking because I'm confused. So Donald Trump, it's his power. He called the National Guard. Everyone, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, Tom Homan, his power is absolute. So what happened on January 6th?
Precisely.
When like I thought Precisely. Nancy Pelosi had to call the National Guard. I'm very yeah. confused.
But she has no authority
and,
with that.
And inside conversations, the sitting vice president, Mike Pence, helped her get the National Guard and got to governors and things like that because he wouldn't leave the Capitol because Mike Pence, we should remind ourselves, did not trust that if he got in the Secret Service vehicle, the Secret Service would take him to a safe place. Or he was nervous that they would never take him back to the Capitol more precisely, and that if he never got back to the Capitol, he wouldn't be there to certify the outcome of the 2020 election. So the president, A, didn't think that required any movement of the National Guard at all while the Capitol was being stormed, and his own vice president wasn't certain that the Secret Service operating under the president's orders would take him back to the Capitol to certify that presidential election. So, yeah, those questions are very pronounced. They hang over all of this, and we should, as a country, not gloss over them. The president has a habit of denouncing any statistic he doesn't like. He is now operationalizing what we used to think was a kind of tick. He's now putting it in motion. I don't like these numbers. I'm going to fire this person in the federal government. I look at the District of Columbia, a separate sovereign government in the district. I don't like their numbers. I'm going to call them fake and invent my own numbers and say things that simply aren't true. Look, if there were as many murders happening in Washington, D.C., as the president says there are, in the most media-concentrated city in America, meaning there are more reporters here per capita than any other place in our country, you don't think the victims of those murders, if they were not being reported and not being dealt with by the District of Columbia Police, couldn't find a reporter to tell that story to? You don't think that reporter would be interested in hearing that story? The answers to those questions are quite obviously yes. The numbers are the numbers. But the president isn't satisfied with that. He wants to invent a sense of menace that doesn't exist, not that there's no menace at all, but it's not anywhere as grave as the president describes, in order to enact a power play. And if that's a dress rehearsal, any city in America should be paying close attention to what's happening in the District of Columbia.
And talking about those numbers, Major, he fired the BLS head last week, and those inflation numbers came out today, also BLS numbers. Mm-hmm. So Is it going to do something about that? Because the inflation numbers today are worse.
Earlier this week, they liked those numbers.
Yeah.
So they were okay. That's my point. Numbers that are okay are okay. Numbers that aren't okay aren't okay. And that arbitrariness is beginning to, like I said, become operationalized. And that's when you get into a very dangerous terrain. Because if everything flows on the whims or flows through the whims of a president and isn't subject to checks and balances and reviews and pushback, then we lose a lot of our understanding of the way the country operates and works and functions. And I'm not saying we're in anything like a dictatorship, but these are kinds of things that ought to unnerve you if you want to rely, A, on government data. And look, the president could have said, I think we should take a look at this. Maybe there are better ways to do these surveys, and I'm going to appoint some people to look at that. That would have been fine. Perfectly within his powers and perfectly within the purview of someone who wants to improve data collection for something that's as important as jobs numbers. That's not what the president said. The president said those numbers reflect a malevolent political intrusion into the numbers process. He has no evidence for that whatsoever. Zero. But because he declares it and he's the president, it carries at least a whiff of legitimacy. And my point is, when that whiff of legitimacy ceases to exist and only becomes arbitrary in pursuit of a wider universe of power, then we're in pretty dangerous territory.
Major Garrett, so I guess we'll leave it at that. And
And I'll go get another cup of coffee.
Yeah, we love to end on a positive note, so we'll stop there. How about that?
Just please, Ronj, give my best to your manicurist, okay?
Well, that's me. Okay. Thank you, Major.
Don't kid me. You go to a shop. I know you do. Come on.
He's very particular.
He's very as classy as I am, I should.
He's a big cologne and watch guy.
Yep. And I left both at home. Okay.
Okay.
Major Garrett, you're the best. We'll
you
be
are
watching
best.
And listening to the All takeout. Right. Thank you. Chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. The Takeout is on CBS News 24/7. You can watch it or listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. I think it's time for us to take a break.
Would love a break.
I need to cut my nails.
Gross.
It's Chris and Amy. I'm going to do it in the studio. Somebody does.
No, don't.
Somebody does. Somebody cuts their nails in this studio because I've seen...
It's a bit of a scandal.
It's a scandal.
We don't know who it is.
It hasn't happened in a while, but it did happen.
Okay, keep going.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. All right, so a few segments ago, we got a text. A guy was just participating in our discussion that we were having. I didn't even know what he was talking about. But he referred to himself as Pensacola Jones.
Yes, he did.
And we were wondering what that is and why he calls himself Pensacola Jones. And he informs us that when he was on, he was a contestant on Y98 years ago. And this would have been... I guess less than 10 years ago when Orlando Pace was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the trivia question was something about, well, I guess you're going to hear it here. I think we have the entire clip, but Pensacola Jones was kind enough to send it to us.
This is how the origin story.
This is the origin of Pensacola Jones.
Bill and Jessica. Bill's next.
Bill. Also the name of a Florida city. This former STL Ram is being inducted in the Football Hall of Fame today in Canton, Ohio.
Pensacola Jones.
Oh, yes!
Man, Pensacola Jones. Stop. I think you should win something for that.
No, it's just Orlando Pace.
But, Bill, hold on, because we need to see if Jessica gets her question correct or not.
Pensacola Jones.
I'm going to write that down.
He played in the 40s, I swear.
You're a genius, Bill.
Okay, so... So Pensacola, so he froze. He said he froze.
He said, obviously the answer was Orlando Pace.
How in the hell did he get Pensacola Jones? Where do you come up with that?
It's better than Orlando Pace, I can tell you that.
Oh my God.
I agree. It sounded like that was Courtney Landrum, maybe?
Yeah.
And Guy Phillips?
It was Guy Phillips. Was Julie in there?
Maybe. Jen.
It was Jen.
Yes,
okay.
It was Jen.
Okay.
Yeah. And at any rate, the fact that he froze. And you could tell, that was Guy Phillips giving the question, right?
Yeah.
And you could tell when he said it, it's almost like, this is a layup. Player named after Florida City being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
A huge Rams name. It's like, I mean.
And he doesn't come up with Orlando Pace, Pensacola Jones. I love that he remembered to give him a last name.
It would be only slightly more, I think, concerning if you didn't know who Kurt Warner or Isaac Bruce were. You know, like Orlando Pace was a huge name.
But I mean, I've had a brain fart. I forgot when we did our acronym. When we did our acronym game.
Yeah.
And
didn't I crush that?
You did, but Matt said, Amy, what does NAFTA stand for? Was it NAFTA? No, NATO. What is NATO? And I froze. And once I froze and I realized that my brain had frozen, I couldn't come up with a single word. Like it's like everything went black, right? It's just blank. It's the weirdest feeling when you freeze.
Well, it's the same thing because
it's panic
when
inducing.
Somebody screws up the national anthem when they sing it at a ball game or something, and every now and then somebody will mess up the lyrics.
Yeah.
And we're all like, how could you do that? Everybody knows the anthem. I think when
the
pressure is on, you're on the spot in front of all these people, it's probably easy to screw up something very simple.
I mean, it's NATO. How often did we talk about NATO over the past, I don't know, 8 years?
Right.
I haven't been on the radio that long. But I mean, we've talked about NATO a lot. And yes, people do use acronyms for which they don't know the definitions. Of course, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But in that moment, you could have said, I'll give you $100 million to think of it. And I had nothing.
Please text in to the show because we need to know what you think is the worst song in history. Let us know what that is. Also, the thing that if you forget to do or accidentally do or, you know, it could be something very simple in the morning that just ruins your entire day. Let us know what that is. And as we go to break, Pensacola Jones texted back in. And he's referring to a Harambe text from earlier. And he says,
I love that they're interacting.
He says, did I sense a little jealousy from Harambe? I'm not trying to step on any gorilla toes.
You know what? I felt the jealousy.
Yeah, Harambe was a little, because he's been, you know, he's getting
he's a
lot of attention.
He's a superstar. Pensacola Jones and Harambe riling it up.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.